Krishna Balaram ki jai. The appearance today of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this feature as Lord Balaram. We read together on Sunday from Chaitanya Charitamrita where Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami states that Balaram and Krishna are identical except for complexion. Well, there's a few other exceptions. Except for complexion, they are the Supreme Personality of God. And what that means is one can say that they are the emanating source of all that is, everything that is, just as Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhu matam sarvam pravartate. Krishna is the source of everything. Spiritual and material, Krishna is the source. And Balaram is identical. Except complexion. Another exception is, except their bhava, or their mood. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and Balaram is the supreme servitor of the supreme enjoyer. And there's another difference. Just looking at this nice picture, where's Krishna's flute? There's no flute. He's carrying flour. So just as Krishna has a name, Bansi Thadi, is the holder of a flute named Bansi, a name for Balaram that indicates he's carrier of the flower. What is that name? Haladhar. He's the carrier of the flower. There's a nice description in the Krishna book, chapter 2. That says one cannot attain the supreme platform of self-realization without being sufficiently favored by Balaram. Bala does not mean physical strength. One must have the spiritual strength which is infused by Balaram or Sankarsana. So on the appearance day of Lord Balaram, we should be praying. I know I've been praying in the course of the day for necessary spiritual strength to fulfill this all-important mission in the human form of life of achieving our spiritual destination. Any undertaking, any activity, it requires strength. The longest of all journeys is the journey of the soul. How many lifetimes have we been wandering and wandering? Who can count them all? Srila Prabhupada in one lecture described that we should consider that we have experienced all the 8,400,000 different species of life prior to coming to this situation. Brahmanda Ramitikuna Pukyamanji. To come to the human form of life where there's the opportunity through association with the spiritual master, our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, and his wonderful teachings, to come in contact with Krishna's mercy to complete our journey back home, back to Godhead. We need spiritual strength. We need Balaram's mercy. So we're honoring him today in that feature. Balaram or Sankarsana is the source of all spiritual master is not one who creates something new. He simply repeats that which he has received in cyclic succession. And the original spiritual master is directly representing Krishna and disclosing Krishna's true identity. And all subsequent spiritual masters are serving and deriving strength from the original spiritual master, Lord Balaram. In his Leela, Lord Balaram, along with Lord Krishna, they appear in a Vaishya family, unique amongst all forms of the Lord. Commonly, the forms of the Lord appear in a Brahmana family or a Kshatriya family. And in the dynasty of great kings, one form of the Lord may make his appearance. Or a Brahmana family, as in the case of Lord Kapiladeva or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many examples, forms of the Lord appearing in Brahmana or Kshatriya families. But unique is this appearance of the personality of Godhead appearing in a Vaishya family. Part of the significance is this is the activity in the spiritual world. What does Krishna do in the spiritual world? He's Govinda, Gopal. He's herding the cows, protecting the cows. He loves cows. And he loves Vrindavan. And the transcendental land of Vrindavan is cultivated by the residents of Vrindavan. And the instrument for cultivation is this plow. So Balaram is holding the plow. Krishi Gauraksha Vanijam Vaishakarma Svabhavajam. These activities of the Vaishak community, cow protection and production of food grains, is the real opulence, the standard of opulence before there were currencies of coin, to speak of, and paper, to speak of this electronic stuff. Real wealth is grains and cows, from the products from the cows. These two lords, Balaram and Krishna, are the lords of both. Hopefully, this sound system is going to work. This is from the work of Jayadeva Goswami, just as we have our Vishrenga prayers, from the same Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa, there's Keshavadvita Haladara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari. So you can hopefully the sound will come on, you can sing along.
Shiva Puri Vishnu Keshava Vasanta Jagadambam Keshava Shiva Puri Vishnu Keshava.
where, Lord, Father Ram, knowing that the residents of Vrindavan were feeling great separation from Krishna, Balaram left Mathura and went to Vrindavan in order to pacify the hearts of the residents of Vrindavan. Actually, he made one from Dwarka. When Balaram went, he, according to our acharyas, he also performed rasa dance with the gopis, but he had his own set of gopis. It wasn't the same set of gopis as Krishna. And in an intoxicating mood, drinking the Varuni beverage, he wanted to take a bath in the river Jamuna. So he called the river Jamuna to come to him and said, go to the river Jamuna. This intoxicated person at the moment. So Balaram became very angry. And with his plow, he began dragging Jamuna to come to him. And when Jamuna realized, this is the personality of God, and she came before him with folded hands. And beautiful prayers were offered to the supreme personality of God. Out of great respect. So, like using his club, Balaram is very expert in fighting with club. So he had a club fighting school. He taught Bhima and Duryodhana both how to fight with club. Another time, Balaram used his club, as this beautiful painting of Pushkar shows, dragging the entire city of Hastinapur into the Ganges. The description goes, this is when Krishna was living in, Krishna and Balaram were living in Dwarka. One of Krishna's wives, he had 16,108 wives, and one of the chief of Krishna's wives was Jambavati. Jambavati was the daughter of Jambavan, all connected with the Shyamataka jewel. When regaining the Shyamataka jewel from the cave of Jambavan, Jambavan awarded the jewel and his daughter, Jambavati. Krishna gave the jewel, the Shyamataka jewel, to King Satrajit and kept Jambavati. So Satrajit was in big trouble, so Satrajit gave the jewel and his daughter, Satrajiti, yes. Anyway, Jambavati had a daughter, a son. Each of the queens of Krishna had 10 sons. And Jambavati's eldest son was Sambha. Prabhupada explains how he got the name Sambha. The word Amba means mother. And the prefix sa means with. So he was mama's boy. Sambha. Or sometimes called Jambavati Sutta, the son of Jambavati. And also he was very mischievous. So, growing up, he was not only in the royal family, but he's one of Krishna's visible sons. So in the course of his becoming mature, of mature age, he heard of the Sayambar ceremony of none other than Duryodhana's daughter, Lakshmana. So when it was time for the Swayambar ceremony of Lakshmana, Sava attended the Swayambar ceremony, and in the midst of all the kings and princes, Sava captured Lakshmana by the hand and began to take her away, kidnap her right in front of everybody. And very similar to what Arjuna did with Subhadra. So Lakshmana was kidnapped by Sava. And the Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, Karna, all the great generals, Bhishma, they all had a big assembly deciding what to do. This is a big disgrace to the Kuru dynasty. So they gathered, they ordered six generals, to go on their chariots and follow behind Sava and capture Sava and defeat him. Six generals fought with Sava. Amazing description. He stood like a lion. Young man, surrounded by six Maharajis. And defy them. I will defeat you all in battle. So a big battle ensued. And with his arrow, he shot so many arrows and destroyed the six chariots and the four horses of each of the chariots. So the Maharaji generals were without their chariots. Then they all gang up on him. And with great, big, huge battle, finally, they subdued him, tied him up in ropes, and brought him back to Hastinapur, captured, put him in jail. Narada Muni found out. Narada Muni went to Dwarka and told Ugrasena in the assembly hall, Krishna's son, Sava, is in prison. In the prison of the Kuru dynasty. Ugrasena immediately called for his assembly, said, gather all the soldiers of the entire Yadu dynasty. We will declare war against the Kuru dynasty for this dishonor to our kingdom. Balaram said, wait. Let us not have a major conflagration. This is before the Kurukshetra battle even got underway. Let us not have a big battle. I have a relationship with Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra and the Kuru dynasty. Let me take some ministers first, trying to make a peaceful settlement. So they all agreed. We'll be right behind you. Our soldiers, elephants, infantry, ready for a fight. So Balaram made the journey all the way from Dwarka to Hastinapur and set up camp at a cottage just outside the precincts of the big city, with the big city wall and the protective moat surrounding Hastinapur. As the minister amongst the party of the Yadus was Uddhava. Yes. Uddhava went to see Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, and the Kuru kings, announcing that Balaram has arrived and he would like audience with you. So they were very happy. They knew that Balaram had special appreciation for for the Kuru dynasty, and they honored him as the personality of Godhead. So they came with great riches and presentations to give to Father Ram. And they offered wonderful prayers to Father Ram, honoring his presence, asking, there must be some wonderful purpose that you come. What service can you do? But when Balaram explained the purpose that he had come ostensibly for, he didn't like it at all. Then you kept in your prison the son of Krishna, who is my brother. And the whole of the Yadu dynasty has sent me here to request his immediate release, along with his wife, Lakshmana. They hadn't been married yet, but because Lakshmana had been touched by the hand of one man, she would not be married to anyone else. So he referred to her as the wife of Sambhava. And the tone of Balaram was very strong and demanding. So the Kshatriya spirit of the Kurus was agitated. And they spoke very harshly about the Yadu dynasty. We are the ruling kings. By our kindness, we've given the insignia of the royal family to the Yadu dynasty. And now, by giving some honor to the Yadus, they are like shoes that have placed themselves upon the head where the crown should go. What an insult. We hereby take away the right for you to use the royal insignia and tell the Yadu dynasty they have made a big offense by their Sambha coming here, disgracing our royal family. We will not release Sambha. And they went back without further word. And this is transcendental anger, not like encounter. Because Krishna had been dishonored. His eyes became like molten copper. His whole body was trembling. He took his plow and began pounding the earth. And as he was pounding the earth, the earth surrounding all the way around Hastinapur became separated from the rest of the earth. And with his plow, he began pulling Hastinapur toward the Ganges to drown the whole of Hastinapur in the river Ganges. The residents of Hastinapur had one of those uh-oh experiences. Uh-oh. We made a big mistake. We've offended the supreme personality of Godhead. They immediately released Sambha, sent him forward with Lakshmana following behind him obediently, offered with their folded palms profuse prayers, begging his forgiveness, please take away your anger. The wedding can happen immediately. Balaram's anger subsided. He went back to and entered Hastinapur with his assembly of ministers. The very next auspicious day, the wedding took place, and Balaram very happily proceeded back to Dwarka with Sambha and Lakshmana in tow, along with his ministers, and was received with great joy by the members of Dwarka. Just with his plow. So this is Krishna's flute is not ordinary. With the flute, Krishna's calling all the hearts, all the minds, all Even the river Jamuna stands still to hear the sound of Krishna's flute. The birds that are flying in the sky become mesmerized and fall to the ground, still like stone. The trees that are standing start to dance. The peacocks go wild, dancing. The cows are moving, their ears standing on end, hear the sound of Krishna's flute. It's not an ordinary flute sound. And the plow of Balaram is not an ordinary plow. His transcendental power is invested in his transcendental plow. So in our Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan, Prabhupada established in the center all our presiding deities of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. These two lords, two brothers, Krishna and Balaram. Once Prabhupada asked the devotees, between Krishna and Balaram, while they're identical, which of them is stronger? And the devotees had a nice time trying to answer Prabhupada's question. Balaram is stronger because his name means spiritual strength. He's the embodiment of all strength. And Prabhupada said, just see, because Balaram is resting on Krishna's shoulder, Krishna's stronger. So these two lords enjoyed their transcendental pastimes together in Vrindavan from their earliest pastime. They displayed wonderful, happy leela together. This is a photograph of Krishna and Balaram. This is a photograph of Radha Gopinath by the bank of Radha Kund. And Ananda Manjari is the deity to our left side or to Gopinath's right side, because Ananda Manjari is an expansion of Balaram. Ananda Manjari is the younger sister of Srimati Radharani, and the younger sister of Srimati Radharani is Balaram's expansion. Because he likes to serve so much, he serves in all of the five rasas. We discussed this on Sunday. So we're going to hear a little bit about, this is Balaram's appearance day. We'll hear a little bit about Balaram's appearance, which naturally precedes Krishna's appearance. So, during the reign of Vaiva Sakamanu, during the 28th human cycle, Mother Earth, in the form of a cow, pictured in the lower right here, approached the demigod, because during that particular human cycle, the demoniac kings had become so powerful and so abundant and so strong that Mother Earth was just feeling terribly overburdened and pleaded with them for relief. The demigods then in turn went to, in case you didn't notice what it is, that's the Nilgosha. See the fish there in the Nilgosha. And there's Lord Vishnu, reclining on Anantashesha, was an expansion of Lord Balaram also, and the goddess of fortune, massaging his lotus feet and serving him. And that's Garudaji also by his side. They offered their wonderful prayers, pleading for the personality of Godhead to make his appearance. So, to relieve the earth from this burden. So Lord Vishnu conveyed to Lord Brahma, please tell the demigod that soon I will appear on earth. But they should first make their own appearances within the family of the Yadu, Andaka and Bhoja dynasties, to assist me in my pastimes. make their appearance as elders to enjoy the Vatsanga affection, parental affection for Krishna. And as you see, there is Krishna for bathing ceremony of Krishna. And Balaram is standing by the side of Mother Yashoda there, observing the bathing ceremony. As it is the custom in Vedic culture, when a child is born, the child is bathed and dressed in a very opulent way. Big festival, much charity given to the Brahmanas. The description of the charity given by Nanda Maharaj is just fantastic. Thousands, tens of thousands of cows. Tens of thousands of cows were given in charity. And fine silk with golden border, gold ornaments and jewel items given to the Brahmanas in charity. Ghee, all dairy products. Big, big, big festival. Big festival. In honor of Krishna's appearance. There is Balaram watching as Mother Yashoda is bathing Krishna. Some time later, the name-giving ceremony was given. This arrangement was Vasudev requested Garga Muni, the chief priest of the Yadu dynasty, to go visit Nanda Maharaj and perform the ceremony. And when Garga Muni came, he knew, because he's such an expert astrologer, he knew everything. He knew that Nanda Maharaj didn't know that Balaram was, and Krishna, were actually the sons of Devaki. Because Balaram was transferred from the womb of Devaki to Rohini. So actually, the son of Devaki, they were actually brothers. And Krishna was born of Devaki and transferred at night without the knowledge of Nanda Maharaj. And Rohini, this is, there's a Jiva Goswami addresses how all of this happened. Balaram became, after 3 months of pregnancy, because Vasudev and Rohini, they were husband and wife, Rohini conceived Balaram, and after some time, a child, and after some time, 3 months after pregnancy, was transferred to the care of Nanda Maharaj. Anyways, a long description. Then this, in the 7th month of her the pregnancy of Devaki, there was a, what appeared to be a miscarriage, but actually the child that was within her womb was transferred to the womb of Rohini. Long description, given by Jiva Goswami, based on scriptural reference. Balaram remained within the womb of Rohini for a long time. 13 months in the womb of Rohini before he was born. This is, we're honoring his birth. So at his birth, and the birth of Krishna took place very close to one another. Although Balaram was born, was conceived much earlier. Anyway, detail. But they were of the same age as far as their activity is described. They were not yet crawling. This name-giving ceremony takes place after the killing of Putana and Trinamarta, which tells you something about how small was Krishna when he killed those two demons. So Garga Muni visited Gokula, and he knew that if there was a name-giving ceremony for these two children by the chief priest of the Yadu dynasty in a big festival, the word would get back to Kamsa. And Kamsa would put two and two together. He could do simple math at least. That the chief priest of the Yadu dynasty is performing a name-giving ceremony over there in Gokul. That means it's a member of the Yadu dynasty that he's doing the name-giving ceremony for. That must be the person who I have to kill. So he was done very secretively. Appropriately, it was done in the cowshed of Nanda Maharaj. But very appropriate for Krishna in a goshawk. And the name giving, he was speaking very indirectly. He was speaking the absolute truth, but indirectly, in such a way that Nanda Maharaj would not, his affection for Krishna and Balaram would not be disturbed. He wouldn't see him as the personality of Godhead. So he gave the name, three names to Balaram first. He said, because this child will bear exceptional strength, one of his names will be Bala, because Bala means strength. And because he's a member of the Yadu dynasty, which is a very powerful dynasty, and he will attract the hearts of all the members of the Yadu dynasty and the whole world, he'll be called Rama or Balarama. And because of the intimate relation between the Kuru dynasty and the Yadu dynasty, the great affection that the two dynasties have for one another, he being the son of the Yadu dynasty, he will be called also Sankarsana. He gave him these three names. Balaram, Sankarsana, and Baladev, a personality bearer of great strength. He gave Krishna's names also, and gave him the indication he will be as strong and as famous as the personality of God in Narayana. This, you know the description, this son of yours, Krishna, in previous ages, he appeared in different colors, yellow, white, and red, Shukla Rakta Tathakita, indicating in previous ages, the Yuga avatars are white, red, and yellow. So he's the form of the Lord, but he didn't say it directly, he just said it indirectly. So, the two children, Krishna and Balaram, were glorified by Karthamuni in such a way that he was very satisfied. Nanda Maharaj was very satisfied, and they were very satisfied. And these two lords grew up together, just like little children. Although in the personality of Godhead, they exhibited transcendental friendship between one another, enjoying eating together and talking together and playing together, attracting the hearts of the elder gopis. Sometimes there were so many elder gopis they manifested two forms to satisfy them so that they would feel they were enjoying with Krishna and Balaram alone. They were the delight of the Vrijvasis. Just, you know how parents or elders, when they see small children playing, everyone becomes very happy. What to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and pure devotees who have pure love for the Supreme Lord. And the perfection of that love is the parental affection for them. So the Lord appeared in that teacher. Shukadeva Goswami describes, like little boys, they would play with the calves by pulling on their tail. And as the calves felt their tails being pulled, the calves would run, and the boys would hold on to their tail. And as they were running, the boys would be dragged through the pasturing ground. And the elder gopis were going, "Oh, our little boys, they're going to be in great difficulty, but they're having so much fun." Going for a nice ride. Sometimes they would tease Mother Jasoda, pull on her ornaments and pull on her garland, and you know how children can be sometimes. And Mother Jasoda, "Oh, Balaram, Krishna, please stop." But enjoying great happiness. In this way, the two lords gave full parental affection, or satisfaction of the parental affection of the elders of Vrindavan. In Krishna's childhood pastime, Krishna and Balaram's childhood pastime, their Makhanchor pastime is one of the most famous. The gopis watching around the corner, seeing Krishna and Balaram taking so much butter and feeding the monkeys. Mother Jasoda, the Damodara Leela, chasing, holding the stick. They were trying to hide themselves in the storerooms, but because they were effulgent, they were giving themselves away. So the gopis put the butter up on the rafters tied to ropes, so the boys climb on top of each other's shoulders on the top of the grinding mortars to reach the butter. There's a really big cavern of boy. He's not a Christian to go on top. So many wonderful paintings depicting this leela. One time, Balaram accused Krishna falsely of eating dirt, knowing how the mother would feel. "Your son has eaten dirt." And Balaram was the lead, pointing. "Mother Jasoda, he's eaten dirt." And Krishna said, "He's lying. I'm not eating dirt. Why would I eat dirt? You give so many nice milk sweets, why would I eat dirt?" So Mother Jasoda said, "Very well, show me inside your mouth and I'll see whether you eat dirt or not." And as you know from the painting, she saw the entire cosmic manifestation inside Krishna's mouth. This is the place where that leela took place. There's Balaram on our right side, pointing at Krishna. Krishna saying, "No, I can eat dirt." Krishna and Balaram together, feeding the cows affectionately, and similarly, the residents of Vrindavan having the opportunity to directly feed Krishna and Balaram. Not only feed Krishna and Balaram, dress Krishna and Balaram. Here's Balaram assisting Mother Jasoda, putting on the ankle ornament of Krishna, when the other cavern boys are waiting. "Come on, the sun's up. Time to go herd the cows. Let's go. Hurry up and dress Krishna." In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it describes when Krishna was very young, the cowherd boys would dress Krishna in the morning. Here's a close-up. Details. Placing the right jewels in the right places in the top knot of his hair. At the evening, the young gopis would sometimes dress Krishna. So Krishna would take with Balaram by his side, nicely ornamented and decorated. fond of the cowherd boy, the happiest cowherd boy life. And particularly relish describing this mood. Little children, here in Detroit it's no exception. Little children like to play. But little children that are Krishna conscious, they just play pastimes of Krishna all the time. And what to speak of, if Krishna is your best friend, just playing all day long with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not a care in the world. Because if there's anything to care about, Krishna will take care of it. Feeling completely protected and sheltered by the Personality of Godhead. So, the pastimes of Krishna are unlimited, but this loving dealing between Krishna and Balaram is particularly attractive during their Kishor and Poganda Leela, Bal Leela also. But Krishna and Balaram were together throughout, even when Krishna left Vrindavan. Who was with him? Balaram. On the same chariot that Kura took them. When Krishna and Balaram entered Mathura, Balaram was by his side. Together, they fought Chandra and Mushtika. Balaram had one of the tusks of Kuvalyampita, and Krishna had the other tusk over their shoulder as they came into the wrestling arena that was arranged by Kamsa. It described that two luminaries, like the sun and the moon together, entered into the wrestling arena. Balaram was constantly by Krishna's side. In Dwaraka, the wonderful Leela. I have somebody else's computer, so I don't know how to do this. How do I go to the end? Oh, right, there we go. There's Sheilas of Krishna Balaram, going backwards, you know, just like you can see by their side, is Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. So just as Baladev and Jagannath are indeed born together, here's Sheilas of Krishna and Balaram. In our San Diego temple, there's a Balaram Sheila on their altar. In this kind of Bangalore, there's Balaram, Krishna Balaram deity. In New South Wales, Australia, Krishna Balaram deities. There's their altar. This is in Jaipur, Krishna Balaram. Thank you. temple was inaugurated in Vrindavan. Prabhupada's in the middle, surrounded by the sannyasis and all the brahmacharis below them, and the grihasthas on the outer side, and the ladies up on the roof. Here's Prabhupada performing the first aarti for Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. Just very quickly, I was there for this event, and one of the highlights of the whole event was just incredible, a whole week-long festival of the installation of Krishna Balaram. The details of that is a story in itself. But when Prabhupada was performing the aarti for Krishna Balaram, I didn't know all the inner workings of all the difficulty that Prabhupada had undergone to see that the temple was built in a timely manner. But I had an idea that was very important to him. When the aarti was being performed, it's the only time I've seen Prabhupada directly worship the deity. But as he was worshiping the deity and then turning to offer the article to the devotees in the assembly, the place was packed, obviously. Prabhupada was radiating like palpably. He was radiating joy and light and blissfulness that just kept increasing with each article as he returned offered to all the devotees. It was really an incredible experience. He was so happy to worship Krishna Balaram in his new temple, in there in the temple. This is the cornerstone of the temple and of Krishna Balaram deities. Chanda Yatra Festival. One of the festival days, they decorate with natural flowers and fruits and all natural beauty and found in Vrindavan commonly. Balaram is present with Krishna during this Yadu dynasty destruction. There's the voice coming before Rupasena, informing them of this curse that the Brahmanas had made. There's Samba dressed like a woman with a lump of iron under the sarga. One of the deities, another use of Balaram's plow. There was a sacrifice when Balaram was on pilgrimage. While the Kurukshetra battle was taking place, he wasn't participating. He was on pilgrimage, and one of the places he went was the Naimisharanya forest. And when he went to the Naimisharanya forest, he was told that there was this terrible demon that would fly in the sky above the sacrificial altar of the Brahmanas and desecrate fire in order to destroy their political activity. So Balaram waited at night, and when Balaram came along with his trident, Balaram clobbered him. He collared him with the plow, and bashed him with his fist. So one other pastime that we're well acquainted with is Balaram destroying Roma Harsha and Suta just with one blade of grass. Because when he was on tour and on pilgrimage, Balaram entered a sacrificial area where Roma Harsha was speaking. Roma Harsha was the father of Suta Goswami. He was disciple of Vyasadeva, who was entrusted to care for the Puranic portion of Vyasadeva's writings. And when he was narrating from the Puranas at one time, Balaram came and everyone offered their respect, paying unmistakable message to honor the personality of Godhead. So he took one blade of grass and with that little blade of grass pierced the body of Rama Harshan Sutta. Finished. Then his son, Sutta Goswami, was established instead. He continued speaking. Many other paintings and nice descriptions, but we'll end because of time. The main meditation when honoring Lord Balaram and his appearance, this is his appearance day. Again, as we spoke in the beginning, it's recognizing the necessity for our spiritual practice and our spiritual attainment ultimately. We require spiritual strength. We require the mercy of Lord Balaram. We require the strength to stay true to the teachings that have come through the Sutta succession and stay steadfast according to those teachings, stay fixed in the practice according to our disciplic succession, acharyas, how to prosecute Krishna's consciousness effectively, so that we can get Krishna's mercy, reach the goal of going back home, back to Godhead, and to carry out our preaching work. We require strength. We require the empowerment of Lord Balaram, Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Nityananda. We require their strength. So it's a very nice day as you return to your home, take prasad, return to your homes, and let your thoughts go to Lord Balaram in this way. Pray to him for strength. But to be successful, instruments, to be good instruments in the hands of the disciplic succession to carry forward the message of Krishna consciousness and make our lives successful. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai.